We're back here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. Brandon Peoples joined by Riley County Commission Chair Ron Wells from District 3. Continuing on our conversation here, we've been talking a little bit about some of the things going on here with yesterday's meeting. Also ongoing, we just wrapped up 2018 and the first year figures in for the ambulance services. You mentioned saving some money here. How do you see that going forward here as far as the ambulance is concerned?
We've got a very good handle on the operation of it, and Dave Adams does an excellent job. And what we're finding out is the initial upfront cost of the changeover from just management, of course, there was increased funds for us to take over the operation of it. And so we knew that that was just temporary amount of money spent. So in the long term, we collect much more money than the hospital did for the operation. Plus, we've reduced the cost per run. So this should balance out here soon, and where we're going to be a more efficient operation than when the hospital managed it for us, because they're required to give up a certain amount of it, you know, by law they can't charge for, and we can, on bad debt, we can actually go to collection and try to collect the bad debt and everything, where they're not allowed to do that. But like I say, the 38% they were collecting of our money, and not very fast either, because I had a personal experience with them when my wife passed away and was transferred to Stormont Vale in Topeka. After I had settled everything, over a year later, I got a bill from them for $3,000. And so I went to the hospital to complain, and they hadn't even billed her insurance or Medicare yet. So there was $3,000 of county money that had been sitting there for a year uncollected. So actually, it's worked out a lot better for us to manage our own ambulance service. And I think the next report here on the second year, I think we're going to be a lot better shape, like I say, considering we can probably collect around 65-70% of the monies as opposed to 38.
And how does that help your overall budget here in Riley County then with paying off, you know, debts or anything else?
Well, that's on an annual basis, year to year. Fortunately, Riley County, when our operations at the end of the year have funds left, it's not a use it or lose it situation. So the budget's already, of course, been set for 2019, and we'll be working on the 2020 budget coming up soon. So I'll have better answers on that. We'll see where we stand and what the request is going to be for 2020, and then and hopefully I can't say it'll be less, because we do need to keep replacing ambulances. They are very expensive, and the equipment that goes in them is very expensive. And then we'll have a new facility up at the county shops, housing one too. So I'll have a little better handle on that this probably in June and July time frame.
Okay.
But the main thing is, one of my things I wanted to really bring up today is it seems like it's one of the things that's not transparent in the state of Kansas. What the people of Riley County don't realize is there's three accounts. We collect taxes from all the taxes in Riley County. I've got, as you can see, an 8.5 by 11 sheet front and back filled that we collect taxes. Well, we send the money into the state. We collect for the state also. One of them is the local ad valorem property tax reduction, and that was made to help the counties out for doing a lot of the state's business, you know, collecting a lot of these taxes and things. And it's about 3.63%. Each year we should get back from that fund. The second fund is the county-city revenue sharing, and that fund is about 2.58%. These are by state statute. And then, of course, the special city-county highway fund, which we complain about because they've been spending all that money for the state instead of on the highways. And that's not the motor fuel and things. That's funded by the property tax, motor vehicle property tax. So the motor fuels, I don't know, that doesn't apply to it. But what it amounts to in Kansas, on all the cities and counties, is almost $2.6 billion from 2001 to 2018. The county tracked that back in 2016, and I got a report from 2002 to 2012. The state of Kansas kept $30.2 million of just Raleigh County's money. So we're probably looking at probably as much as 50, 60 mills of taxes. Well, what they did is they spent this money. And I've talked to the legislators. I talked to them in November. I talked to a senator last week. And we spent it. That's all they get. That's all their answer. We spent it. Nobody knows about it. I mean, this is in the Kansas Government Journal is where I picked this up. It's all in full color, all written out. And it amounts to a tremendous amount of money that they misspent and then put a tax lid on us. Because in my terms, they couldn't operate the state well. But the last two times I've talked to the legislators, I asked for a state audit. I want to know where the money went. We're not fixing highways. We're not fixing mental health. That's fallen on the counties. I'm a member of the regional juvenile detention facility, which we have a top operating one. 15 counties had to go together and spend our money to do that. And they're not taking care of these things. And my question is, where's this $2.5 billion? Where did this go that we could operate the county? And like I say, we've got the radio system coming up, Wildcat Creek flooding, and of course RCPD firing range we need to get on this year too. So we have expenses coming up that would not necessitate any tax increase. Where's the state putting all this money? And I've got the I'll get copies of this printed up so that they'll be available if anybody wants to look at this. But it's broke down by the year. And the one person I talked to in the legislature last week, he says, well, he pointed to the governor. And I said, well, this covers almost four governors. And so, and of course, one party blames the other one. Well, I'm tired of hearing that. So it's time for our legislators to start doing something for Raleigh County. So, and once they do that, we can start doing everything we need to do, plus lower the taxes. And they point out, well, the state may have to raise their tax. But if the state raises their tax a mill and I lower yours five mills, look at the benefit. So, but that's just my little spiel on the transparent lack of transparency in the state government, because people, they don't receive this probably have no idea that this is occurring. So, but it's just by statute, so we can't sue the state or anything.
Yeah. Well, that's interesting. And really, that is something that should be more transparent, you'd think.
Mm-hmm.
We have the technology to track stuff like that.
Oh, absolutely.
I know living in Nebraska a few years ago, they had something similar they set up to show you where, you know, state dollars are going. So mm-hmm. I don't know if it's similar here to what could be done in Kansas, but that's certainly something we could mm-hmm. ask in the future.
Well, I'm going to keep bugging them.
Yeah.
Like I said, because that money would reduce the county taxes, and we could still accomplish what we need to accomplish, because we still have the RCPD firing range coming up.
Mm-hmm.
That's really difficult because there isn't a zoning for firing range as such. What you have to do is get a special use permit. We've tried in the past. The county has land out by the landfill. We had 82 acres that we actually tried to put the range on several years ago, and we had a huge outcry and people show up at the public meeting at the library in opposition and opposed. And the problem that the county has, there's land that people have offered for sale, but it's not zoned for a firing range. So we have to go through the system of getting an application to change the zoning and a special use permit, which the neighbors have assured us that they're going to fight it. So what could happen is this could wind up in court for a considerable length of time, well past the end of our lease. So we've got a lot of decisions to make on the firing range, and we need to get underway. We need to get that done this year.
Let's talk a little bit more about that. Let's on the other side of a break here, but we'll get into some more of that here. I think we'll probably get some phone calls on that, too. We'll continue with In Focus after this on News Radio KMAN.